things have started to improve in different aspects, and they are gaining momentum. And I was surprised also to find the people, Sudanese people, very enthusiastic and living there, though the challenges are many. There is suffering, yet they are trying their best, yes, to take care of their families.
And that sounds positive when you talk about things changing. We are hearing news about people who are in Darfur, especially people who are displaced from their homes. Talk about Zamzam. Zamzam is being attacked by RSF on the ground Sudan Armed Forces from the air.
Imagine, Sudan Armed Forces has never targeted IDP camp, has never targeted a civilian area. The Sudan Armed Forces always targeting the RSF. It is the Rapid Support Forces militia who are taking them as shields. The IDPs in Zamzam camp are the victims of the Janjaweed 2 decades ago, the same Janjaweed which has been now rebranded, whitewashed to become the RSF, and they are reading from the same playbook. The people they displaced and forced out of their houses 2 decades ago, they are now again shelling them, targeting them, looting their. Now the biggest camp of IDPs in Darfur is Al-Fashir city, yet the RSF are targeting Al-Fashir and targeting Zamzam and other IDPs camps,
yes,
also.
Yes. And since this conflict broke out in April 2023, April 15, the narrative from the two sides, from your side as a government, is that this war has been imposed on you. And RSF is also saying the war has been imposed on them. But who imposed the war?
Let us counsel, see what third parties are saying. Mm-hmm. We are now in the United States of America. There are many resolutions, draft resolutions issued by the Congress condemning the RSF, telling us that the RSF is the one who instigated, who started this war. RSF was part of the Sudanese armed forces, and they decided to mutiny. They decided to take up arms and to overthrow the government and take control of the country. This is an open secret now. And they themselves, they in some of their speeches, some of their supporters have put it clearly that we want to control the country, we want to change the country, we want to rule the country. The international news and media outlets who have gone to the Sudan, who have been following what was happening in the Sudan, even before the outbreak of the war, they said that it was the RSF who started this war. It is the RSF who is committing atrocities against civilians. It is the RSF who is committing the crimes of rape, the violence against girls and women. It is the RSF which is occupying the houses of civilians. There are many narratives, but our narrative, we put it clear that to the international media and to Sudanese people also. We always, whoever use circles who are talking about what is happening in Sudan, depending on reports issued by activists, depending on reports issued by countries or peoples or organizations who have their own agenda.
The U.S. Special Envoy for Sudan, Tom Perriello, he has been on the forefront to advocate for access to humanitarian groups into South Sudan to help those who are trapped into their houses in Omdurman, in Wad Madani, and other cities. And even there was an offer for dialogue. You did not show up on the table. The other groups were there. What is your plans for ending this peacefully? Because right now you're both armed and the people on the ground are the ones suffering.
Okay, it is good that you mentioned the special envoy. We were together in Port Sudan 2 weeks ago, Ambassador Tom Perriello.
Yes.
He visited Sudan. He met the leadership of the Sudan, and he heard from them. You see, we expected him to go to Sudan ever since he was appointed as a special envoy for Sudan. But so late is better than never.
Mm.
He visited Port Sudan last month. We were there together, and it was put clear to him that Sudan is open for facilitating delivery of humanitarian assistance to the needy people wherever they are, because these are Sudanese people. The government is interested in extending this assistance to them. And as we are speaking now, at that time, there was a shipment, as you are following, of humanitarian assistance from Juba Airport to Kaduguli area to Julud area. The government of Sudan also has agreed to open the corridor between Chad and Sudan along Adre area. Adre entrance. There are many other internal routes and airports: Al Ubayid, Kaduguli, Marawi, Port Sudan, and they are all open. But the real challenge is not the access. The real challenge are not the routes to deliver. It is the humanitarian assistance itself.